Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. From the state capitol in Olympia, I'm Jim Valley. Everybody's talking about how strong the economy is, and there's no question we have seen some unprecedented growth recently. However, at the same time, there are still signs that maybe there is some softness in the economy that's going to be upcoming. For example, a report that everyone has seen, you probably saw it as well, about maybe the construction boom is waning in Seattle. And of course, there's rampant homelessness all over the state in many areas. And now one senator is proposing a bill that could help many of the disenfranchised and disadvantaged counties in the state, those who have consistently high unemployment. My guest is the senator from University Place, Republican Steve O'Bann. Tell us about this tax credit idea. This sounds like this could do a lot of good for some counties that need it.
Yeah, we need more jobs, particularly in some of the more difficult parts of our state where the unemployment rate is quite a bit higher than the state average and certainly much higher than in Seattle. Our prosperity in the Puget Sound really should extend statewide, and we want to provide an incentive for employers to consider counties that may have higher than the normal unemployment rates and need to spread that prosperity around. We've certainly seen in Seattle that they are taxing new job growth. They don't need new jobs. In fact, when you tax something, it means you're going to get less of it. So that suggests, I think, to employers and to the rest of the state that Seattle doesn't want these jobs. But we need to send a message to employers and, frankly, the rest of our state that we want prosperity for all of Washington, and there are great places for employers to locate outside of the Seattle metro area that are beautiful, that have low cost of living, where housing is much more affordable, beautiful landscapes and beautiful areas for their employees to live. And this bill that would give employers a $275 tax credit, I think, sends that message and offers hope for all of our state to provide good living wage jobs.
So, Senator, there's been a lot of talk in Seattle, as you well know, about the head tax, the jobs tax, the tax on individual employees in the city of Seattle. Now, this $275 B&O tax credit, is this like a head tax credit for $275 tax credit for each new employee that qualifies? Is that right?
It is. Instead of Seattle kind of putting a bounty on the head of every employee and saying, effectively, we don't want you. We want to reward instead new jobs. So for every new employee that a business hires and pays them a living wage job, which is defined as pay above the average of what other workers receive in that county, we want to reward you. We want to encourage that effort. That's a good thing. And so we're going to offer you a $275 B&O tax credit per year for creating that job. And, you know, jobs have an amplifying effect on the rest of the economy. If you create new jobs, those people then want to buy houses. So that helps construction. They need to shop at grocery stores. So that helps improve retail. So there's an amplifying effect that will be created by these new jobs. So this $275 tax credit has a chance of actually magnifying job growth and economic growth in a county that needs it.
Well, let's talk first about the qualifications. Now, it can't be just any job. There are certain things that, certain measures that these new jobs have to meet.
Right. So you have to hire a new employee. If you want to qualify for this tax credit, you've got to hire a new employee. And that new employee must be paid more than the county's average wage. And then employers would be able to take that credit for each position for each year for up to 5 years. And it would be just in those counties, as I mentioned, that have higher than the state's unemployment rate by 25%. So if you look at 2017 and the average rate of unemployment across the state, that would result in about 16 counties that have higher unemployment rates at around 6% or more. Those would be the counties that would benefit, such as Cowlitz County, Grays Harbor, Stevens County, Mason County, and others.
I've got the list right here in front of me, Senator. Real quick, it includes Clallam County, Cowlitz, Ferry, Franklin, Grant, Grays Harbor, Jefferson, Lewis, Mason, Okanagan, Pacific, Ponderay, Skamania, Stevens, Wekiakum, and Yakima counties. So a large section of the state could benefit from this B&O tax credit.
Yeah, we have 39 counties, so that's slightly more than a third of the counties that have a 6% or higher unemployment rate. You know, Seattle, I think, has right around 3%, right around in there. So we want to spread prosperity throughout the state. And if Seattle doesn't need the jobs, certainly Okanagan County does, Clallam County does. They'll welcome them, and we want to send that message to prospective employers that they will get this credit, they'll get this incentive if they locate in those counties.
Now, was there an inspiration for this bill, Senator?
Well, I fare from Pierce County. That's my district. And Pierce County announced a similar program, not geared so much to the unemployment rate. Fortunately, Pierce County wouldn't qualify. Pierce County doesn't have as high an unemployment rate as some of these other counties. But they wanted to send a message of the second largest county in the state that Pierce County is open for business, that it welcomes the relocation of employers who want to create new jobs in our county. And I just wanted to spread that program, that message, that incentive to other parts of our state as well.
Obviously, people talking about the jobs tax, also known as the head tax, in the city of Seattle, and many people are openly talking about, as you mentioned, Pierce County, south of Seattle as well, campaigning for businesses to move there. Is the timing on this B&O tax, it's intentional?
Yeah, I think we need to do it for a couple of reasons. One, I don't want the message outside our state to prospective employers that somehow Seattle represents all of Washington State, that somehow all of Washington State is down on job growth and prosperity. We need to make it clear to those prospective employers that Seattle just speaks for itself and not for example, these 16 counties or Pierce County for that matter. And secondly, if I'm an unemployed individual who would love to have a living wage job in Skamania County or Aberdeen, Grays Harbor, I see what's going on in Seattle, and I think that area and the leaders of that city, they don't get it. They don't speak for me, and they don't understand the kind of situation I'm in, where I'm struggling to, you know, to pay the rent and to put food on the table for my children. I want, as an elected leader in Olympia, to send a message to those individuals. We hear you. We know you want a living wage job, and we want to do what we can to provide just that for you.
So right now, we are in the interim. We go back into a session early next year. So is this bill your top priority come January?
It is. It's my top priority, because these counties, in many ways, have been forgotten. They've been ignored. And it's time, particularly when you see how, I think, blind in some way Seattle is to what really is the best social service, and that's a good living wage job. I want to send the message to these parts of our state that have struggled economically that we hear you. We don't represent Seattle. We represent more your interests, and we want to provide a living wage job in your community. And this is a great way to represent those individuals and to send that message.
Should this bill pass, when would it take effect?
It would take effect almost immediately, but it would start in 2019. So that credit would become available in 2019.
I believe July of 2019 is what I'm reading here. You've been around Olympia a while. You know your way around the Capitol. Right now, I mean, here we are in May. We're still a ways away. Do you like the shot that this bill has to actually passing?
Well, I know that other Republicans that I've talked to are excited about this bill and the need to spread prosperity around the state. I expect other Democrats, when they hear about the bill, will also support it. Maybe not necessarily those from Seattle, but other parts of the state. So I would expect bipartisan support for this bill. I certainly hope that, because after all, we need to send this message right now, given all the negativity that's coming out of Seattle about job growth and providing living wage jobs.
Any more thoughts on this B&O tax bill, Senator?
No, I think this is the time to send the right message, and I thank you for your interest and for listening to this podcast. And feel free, please, to reach out to my office if you have questions or want to know more about the bill.
Senator Steve Oban, Republican from University Place, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more about this bill and everything happening with the Senate Republican Caucus, you can connect online at src.wastateledge.org or on Twitter at WashingtonSRC or on Facebook at Washington State Senate Republican Caucus or WashingtonSRC. I'm Jim Valley. This has been the official podcast for the Senate Republican Caucus, the Elephant in the Dome.